In Spain, a famous doctor is on trial for allegedly masterminding one of the world's biggest sports doping rings. His clients are believed to include at least one former teammate of disgraced American cyclist Lance Armstrong and dozens of cyclists who raced against him. Lauren Freya reports from Madrid.
Nearly 7 years ago, Spanish police raided a doctor's office here in Madrid and seized more than 200 bags of frozen blood labeled with cryptic codes. Since then, investigators have been trying to decipher the code to reveal the names of Dr. Eufemiano Fuentes' clients. Fuentes is a top hematologist who developed a way to increase oxygen flow to the blood with drugs and blood transfusions. The method is especially useful for professional cyclists. But on the stand, Fuentes told the judge he treated all sorts of athletes.
Cyclists, soccer players, whole soccer teams, even boxers. I treated them all.
Europe is frantic over which famous sports stars could have been involved. So far, the doctor has refused to name names. Fuentes and three other suspects are charged with endangering public health rather than doping because Spain didn't have an anti-doping law back in 2006 at the time of their arrests. It does now. The doctor claims what he did was perfectly legal at the time.
He admits the blood transfusions. He says it wasn't any danger for cyclists. On the contrary, it was good for the health.
Christophe Leus is a French journalist covering the trial.
What Fuentes doesn't admit is the part of the products, because he could be in some trouble since some of the products come from foreign countries, like Russia, like China, which is illegal.
Products like Actovegin, a drug made from cow blood in Russia. Prosecutors need to prove that Fuentes endangered his clients' lives. Their star witness is Jesus Manzano, a former cyclist who collapsed during the 2003 Tour de France after treatment from Fuentes.
He injected me with 50 milliliters of oxyglobin. Then I started the stage and felt worse and worse, and finally I fainted.
Oxyglobin is a drug made for dogs. Manzano blames Fuentes for ending his career. He told the court that the doctor hid steroids in empty wine bottles and handed out mysterious pills. Pills Manzano says he had no choice but to take.
I couldn't confront them. If you even questioned these methods, you'd be out on the street. They'd fire you from the team.
One former cyclist accused of helping Fuentes has since committed suicide. There's an elephant in this courtroom, and his name is Lance Armstrong. He hasn't been mentioned directly, but nearly all the cyclists testifying here trained with Armstrong or competed against him. Armstrong had a house in Spain, and at least one of his former teammates, Tyler Hamilton, is believed to have been one of Fuentes' clients. Hamilton takes the stand tomorrow. In this 60 Minutes interview in 2011, he denounced Armstrong for taking a banned drug.
I saw it in his refrigerator, you know. I saw him inject it more than one time.
You saw Lance Armstrong inject EPO?
Yeah, like we all did.
EPO increases oxygen flow to the blood. It's the drug for which Dr. Fuentes was famous. He faces 2 years in prison if convicted. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.